Yishami Klaim Daf Mem Dalid, the new Perek. The Perek Kerem Shachar of the fifth Perek. So we discussed in the last Perek and in the Perek before about a Kerem that became a Chur, became Kurcha, where where vines were taken out of clearing in the middle of it. And the question is how much of a clearing and how far is it is from the shuros that exist and all the different halakas of what could be planted along the way. Do you need 4 amas, 8 amas, 16 amas, and a number of different opinions that we had in all different scenarios. So the Mishnah, the new parak continues with halakha b'kerem, but kerem shachara, which the Gemara doesn't explain, is where it's also destroyed. The vines are taken out, but rather than taken out from the middle, as the Gemara doesn't explain, it's mikol stadov. It's from all the different sides. So the question is, does it still retain the halakhic status of a kerem? So the Gemara Mishnah is going to give you a number of scenarios. Let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah says kerem shachar, a kerem that was destroyed, that vines were removed from there. Im yesh balaket esek family beisah. If there were still within enough grapevines to have 10 vines in an area of a beisah, 10 vines in an area of a beisah, which we already established in the beginning of the Masechta, is around 2,500 square amas, is about 50 by 50 amas. In that space, there's still enough to gather together 10 vines. And that's criteria number one. Criteria number two, in Tutsun Gilchasan, and they're planted properly according to halacha, which means in the Seder that we established in the last Perek of having at least 5 in each row, which means having 2 and 2, 2 facing 2 and 1 like a tail. That is the way that they're all planted, which means again, and you have that there's 10 vines left and in that area of the beisah, and that each one's planted in the configuration, in the structure, in the design of what makes a kerem, which is a minimum of 5 vines, 2 versus 2 and 1. And you have a space between each one of them, as the Mar Fulda explains, that you have to have a space between, Lashon Mar Fulda, and Ruchuko Zumizu Tesain Amas, and they don't have 16 Amas separation between them. Otherwise, it's also not considered halachic kerem. So that is also a criteria, that it has to be, criteria number 3, can't be Ruchuk Tesain Amas. The halacha, if you have these 3 criteria, these 3 factors, a nikra kerem dal. It's still called a kerem. It's called a poor vineyard. A dal is lashon dal, and dal evyon, a poor vineyard. But the halacha of a kerem, it still has that din of a kerem. And therefore, you go ahead, and you would have to plant still with the same distance. You would need a 4 amos of a workstation on each side to be able to do, because that's halacha kerem. Says the Mar Fulda, Gefana Mu'atim. Like a poor person is called a dal, so therefore the Gefana Mu'atim only a little bit, it's called a kerem dal, but as it didn't kerem, and therefore you need to have the space from all sides, a workspace of 4 amos from each side, to be able to be considered, to be able to plant anything alongside that. Says the Mishnah, let's go weiter. What about a kerem dal? Kerem dal shenatu b'ruvya. What about this poor kerem that you have? Which means that many of them were destroyed. Skarav. A lot of things in the entire kerem was taken out, but you have enough left over. But the ones that are planted by Arvuvia, not planted in a structure of the a pattern, a configuration that we need to have. They're just planted like haphazard, thrown around, chaotically. If you still can go ahead and find that there are at least 5 vines together that are planted together, which have the structure of a kerem, 2 and 2 and 1, a kazanav, like a tail, if you still have that, if you have at least there, one of them are done that way. Here's a kerem, it still has a lot of kerem. It still has a thin, even though the rest of it's not that way, it's still haphazard, but it's still considered a kerem. And Mela, therefore, everything else would have to have the halachas of a kerem, of how far you would need to separate between planting something else. If you have enough that space, that's Mechav and Kenegah there. So then, Gemara says, what about, or is a kerem still considered a halacha of a kerem? But what about, Gemara says, what about the, raise a kerem, it's still considered a kerem, and all the halachas of kerem apply to it. So the, what about the Mishnah in Lav? What if it's not? You don't have any of them that are in that configuration. It's all hervuvi. It's all haphazard. And look, it's not a din of a kerem. If it's not a din of a kerem, you can plant whatever you want, as long as you have 6 fucking space between them, as the Moshe says. Mishnah raised a kerem and Lav ain't no kerem. And Tzorek Laharki Menu Azera El Shit Vakum Gedin Gafen Yechidas. It wouldn't be any different than a regular one individual gafen. And you could plant within 6 fucking text that would be sufficient to be able to do that. That you would have to go ahead and plant along wrong side. Now, Gemara says, Rameir disagrees and says, I will do near Katavis Karam. Even if none of the vines are properly configured like a Karam, they're all Bavuvia. However, since you still have 10 vines there, it still looks like a Karam, it smells like a Karam, it looks like a Karam. I raise a Karam as a din of a Karam. Now, what's a din to Rabbanon, because of Maris Ayin, it looks like it's a Midaraisa, it's clearly not a Karam. It's violent on a Karam. But the Chachamim are concerned that since people will think it looks like a Karam, they're not going to be chal on the fact that they're not exactly mechuvin keneged zeh. Therefore, we have a din of a kerem. We don't say the pemoshes in the harchik we don't pass like rameir, but it looks like a kerem near a katavis. It looks like a kerem, so the rabbanon would be machmas maris ayin to make sure that people shouldn't be confused. It's a kerem, therefore it would be hareiz a kerem. Zok the Gemara, this halacha miyerkinon. When we say the halacha of Mishnah Kerem Shacharav, how do we explain between this one and the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the last parak? It talked about Karakas a Kerem. What's the difference? So the Mori Yochanan explains Karakas a Kerem, Kerem Shacharav. A Karakas a Kerem is a Kerem that was destroyed. Where destroyed? In the middle of the Kerem. Karakas a Kerem, which means what? Karakas a Biemta. That it's in the middle of the Kerem. You have clearing them, as we explained a few days ago. Back on the last parak, that it's considered you have a churv. You took in the middle of the field of the karam. You removed a row or two. That's karakas a karam. That's the locus we learned before. But now this mishnah, this parak karam shacharav, where you went ahead and you carved. What does that mean? Charav? My krikel or something called stud. You cleared out the entire vineyard on all sides. You cleared out and mela. You destroyed the vineyards on all sides. As long as you left, as the mishnah explains, at least 10 vines. That you have in there that would be considered remaining, that has still a din of a karam, but otherwise it would be. But it's entire the chur, the chara of the destruction, the removal was throughout the entire karam. But we have to explain, and we talk about removing, what is the structure, what's left? How do we explain a mishnah of what's considered still a din of a karam when it's left in what shape and form? So the Gemara tries to explain. Even though it's removed and many karamim, many vineyards are removed, but the Gemara is still saying, Lamaisa, we have to show you that there still has to be a tsura of a karam, has to be a shape and a form of a karam, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means, what shape of karam are we talking about. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira, Machvi l'chavat l'chavriyeh, he went ahead and explained to his Mishnah, to his Chavarim, he wanted to tell him what it means, and he gave him a form, he showed him a form. So like the Marfulta, what does it mean? Near Mar l'bnei Yeshiva, he showed the b'nei Tamidim, Kerem Shachar Mitzdadim, and Ishtayim, he called Sa'at Shtayim, he showed that even though it's removed, and from all sides, but it remained in the idea that the b'nei Yeshiva could see a tzura, he'd do a diagram, he had an art scroll in front of him, and he did a diagram, or a Masoros HaShas in front of him, and he did a diagram to show that it's still left 2 versus 2, and he gave him several different explanations. Tesha shurim in hashavetzova. You have a vineyard that starts with 9 rows of 7 vines in each row. Nosav shur parashur lehashesi. You kept a row here. You took a row. One row you kept. Another row you removed. Well, the entire length of the vineyard. You had to remove the entire length of the vineyard. Nosav shur parashur leharet. Well, you had a row and you took a row out and you kept it across the width of the mountain instead of the length of the width of the canyon. So either way, you have where you have a structure running either lengthwise or widthwise, and but you have either Erev or Shasih, but you have and left over in each row that you still see a tsura of a Kerem of 2, 2, and 1. Says there, Mafalud explain. When he had 9 to go and you took out each Shura, remained still by Shasih of Erev in a horizontal or vertical manner, you still had the tsura of the 2 vits of 2 with the remaining ones with a, that just show this. So if you look at the diagrams, you'll see exactly how the shape and form of what we're talking about. So now you have still there left in the vineyards 20 vines. The sav tati mikam and tati mikam. Of the remaining 5 vines you have on each side, you have 2 from this one and the saw 2 from the other side. Tati mikam, tati mikam. Or 2 from one side, 2 from the other side. If it's south, north, east, or west. Chati mikam, chati mikam. 1 from each side, which is the one that comes from the tail one. The shtayusham, as the kafanim. So you're left over 10 vines. So when you remove each one, as we spoke about, every other one, horizontal or vertical, you're north, south, east, or west, you're still left with 10 gefanim that are remaining. That's what the Mishnah means. That's Kerem Shachara. How did the Mishnah say it's Kerem Shachara? That's what the Mishnah means. If you have 10 gefanim left in an area of a Beis Sar, which we said was 50 by 50 amos, Nimtzu, Shtaim, Kanaim, Shtaim, Zanav. Male, you're left with a Tzura of two and two and a Zanav in the middle, coming out like a tail. Shtaim, Kanaim, Shtaim, Yotz, Zanav. Shtaim, Kanaim, Shtaim, Yotz, Zanav. Shtaim, Kanaim, Shtaim, Yotz, Zanav. Either way you go, in the east, west, south, or north, you all have the Tzura when you have these many left over with the structures that we just gave, with the way Gemara explained, the way he explained to his Talmidim, that either way you're left over with enough of it, 10 gefanim that have in it the Tzura, whichever way you go, each one with 5, 2, 2, and 1, the son of Yotze, Miklal, and therefore that would be considered a viable halacha kerem, called kerem shachara, but a viable kerem. Said the Gemara, you're not going to talk on. Now you look at it as if you look at it, another one's planted here. You don't have to look on. Either one, you have one vine coming out, either east, west, south, or north. Man, that's perfectly. You have exactly the tzura. That's a, they're showing you how with the diagrams that you have, how you could show no matter which way you slice it, which way you design, which way you remove the vines, if you left over those many vines left, the 10 vines left in that area of 50 by 50, you could still get from each side the same tzura that you need of 2 and 2 versus with the zanov. And Lekan and Lekan, it's the way it would appear from each structure that you look at. And Mela, that remains as therefore a din of a halacha kerem. Remains halacha kerem to be able to not like Marseille, if that's the Metzios, so what about Lita Kan Eidan Yachod? You can't go ahead now. You want to go, what should you do with it? What are you doing now with the corners of the vineyard? How are you supposed to be tzur on the corners of the vineyard? What are you supposed to do? Lita Kan Eidan Yachod. You can't go ahead and plant a vine here in one corner and fill it in, Zanav, because that's the Zanav, that's part of their other one. Hey, Kala Zanav Zanav, you can't have a Zanav Zanav. You can't plant something else now, another row here, and continuous, that's not the Zanav, you already has a Zanav. So now you're going to make another Zanav, another tail to the tail. That doesn't work, you can't do that. You can't plant on the other side, the southern, from the south to north, Zanav Zanav, there's no Zanav, and you can't have a Zanav Zanav. You can't do one of the south, Zanav 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 Zanav. So Gemara says, basically Gemara is repeating it, showing you on whichever side you go, in every corner of the four corners of the Kerem, north, south, east, or west, you want to go and plant another row that you can, because if you plant another row, it looks like you're extending the Zanav, and that you can do it. Zanav, we allow you to have two and a Zanav, two facing each other and a Zanav. You can't have a Zanav to a Zanav. You can't have a tail to a tail. I mean, therefore, you can't do that. There's no way to extend the vineyard to do any more than the corners. You can't plant anything more. You can remain what you have here, as long as you have this workspace now that it's considered a viable kerem, even though it's a kerem dal, you have enough of a space to be able to plant the space in between. You're able to still have to have the area of the four amas in each side of workstation. Otherwise, if you didn't have it, you need to plant six tvachim there. So therefore, you can't plant any other because you need the entire space in all four corners to retain the tzura of two, two, and a zanav. And that's why you can't even plant another tzura on any of the corners.